So Eastgay, we'll say, is a quaint village, you know, untouched by development for generations. It is world-renowned for its surfing, and it's a huge summertime destination. And, you know, with all those migrants taking up hotels and everything, we are nationally short of tourism accommodation and tourism facilities along the Wild Atlantic Way. So we now have an opportunity to develop Eastgay potential to take into consideration the increased numbers looking to come to the West for holidays.
Would you consider the area maybe a little bit of a victim of its own success? Because we know how popular it is, so it's kind of being almost neglected and being attended to in a way.
Absolutely. I wouldn't say a victim of its own success. The facilities that are in Eastgay are not just what we'd like to see. Eastgay has been starved of support and grant aid for the last 10 years. We have a new development association there, Eastgay Enhancement, and they're young, vibrant, and have fantastic ideas, and I'm trying to do everything I can to support them to develop Eastgay in the way that the people of Eastgay want it developed.
And ideally, what would you like to see get put in place?
Well, I think what we need is more short-term facilities like caravan parks and, you know, Tintin area and accommodation and play areas for children for the summertime. I think that's what has been lacking around Eastgay. We have a brand new pod development there at the old factory, and we have great plans in Eastgay for facilities for athletics and for football and for soccer and for various different proposals coming forward now. So this is a time Eastgay is now at a crossroads. It can go forward, and I think it will, and I hope to be there to support it.